Could we have stopped the September 11th attack? It would be facile to say yes. What is clear is that there were failures in the organizations that we trusted to protect us. Failures to get information to the right place at the right time. Earlier failures to act boldly to reduce or eliminate the threat. It must be said, in truth, that if we had stopped those 19 deluded fools who acted on September 11th, as we should have done, there would have been more later. At some point, there would probably still have been a horrific attack that would have required the United States to respond massively and systematically to eliminate al-Qaeda and its network. Al-Qaeda had emerged from the soil after the Cold War like some long-dormant plague. It was on a path of its own, and it would not be swayed. And America, alas, seems only to respond well to disasters, to be undistracted by warnings. After September 11th, I thought that the arguments would be over. The right war was to fight for the elimination of al-Qaeda, to stabilize nations threatened by radical Islamic terrorists, to offer a clear alternative to counter the radical theology and ideology of the terrorists, and to reduce our vulnerabilities at home. It was an obvious agenda. Roger Cressy, my deputy at the National Security Council staff, came to me in early October, after the time I had intended to switch from the terrorism job to the critical infrastructure protection and cybersecurity position. The switch had been delayed by September 11th. "You're not going to move now, are you? Finally, they're paying attention to you, so you want to hang around and get your white whale, huh?" I was exhausted from the 10 years in the White House, from the marathon since the attacks, from the sleepless nights going over what I might have done to prevent the attacks. I looked at Cressy. "Well, Raj, as I said before, counterterrorism from now on will be a self-looking ice cream cone. It won't need anybody like me running it. Everybody will know what to do now. There won't be disagreements over policy or any need for a ramrod to get things done. It's obvious stuff now. We gave them the game plan. Hell, we gave it to them in January." Cressy was beginning to smile back at me. He saw where I was going. I said, "Cybersecurity is a virgin issue where we can make a real impact." A month later, after a 6-hour trip from Washington, we walked into a bar in Silicon Valley. I had just become the special advisor to the president for cyberspace security and was going to spend 2 weeks getting to know the leaders of the high-tech industry in California. In Palo Alto, as in most of America, life was going on. The people trusted, as I did, that the mechanisms of government now awakened would deal with the terrorist threat completely and systematically. We were wrong.